to the Mop Show. I'm Mason on Business Startups. Q here. This is how I do things. Big ideas for small budgets. Let's get to it.
Hi guys, welcome to the Mop Show. So just a quick update. This podcast is all about how we're setting up our social media accounts, what we're doing it for, why we're documenting this particular part of the journey of setting up a CBD shop. So if you're interested in setting up social media accounts or how to grow them, some of the basic tools you'll need, this podcast might be quite useful. Enjoy. Hi guys, what's happening? So it's the Mop Show. So for those of you who don't know, I've been sort of playing around in business for quite a while, and I have just in the last, I don't say, month, 2 months, just been putting out podcasts and trying to grow that area. I don't know what I want from it really, just quite enjoy talking business. It's a passion of mine. Yeah. So for me, I'm very fortunate that business is my passion. And that's what I do in my spare time. Other people play Netflix, other people on the Netflix, they play games consoles. I bought a games console Black Friday, used it for 6 hours, felt dirty, wasted 6 hours of my life. Someone who's lost both their parents in the last year, I'm pretty well positioned to appreciate the value of time. And that's one thing that we all have in a very finite amount. We're younger, we've got more time, we can take more risks in life, we can do more things, get older, we... treasure the time we have, particularly with those next generation. So look, so time for me is valuable. Time is something that I try and use productively to try and benefit me, both in the longer term, but also just I like to use time well. Anyway, so I was waffling about time. So I am working on building out Twitter, building out a YouTube channel, and Instagram and all those areas, and I'm working on it for a number of reasons. I want to test how much effort and how long it takes to build properly these different platforms in a way that gets you proper engagement. It isn't just a guy who goes, yeah, well, you know, I've set up a Twitter account, got 20,000 followers now, so done, I bought them all. Actually building engaged followers. So we are testing that theory, testing that journey, and we're doing it in line with a new business we're launching called CBD Star, which is an online CBD retailer and offline, and we want to chronicle the journey of us doing it. I wish I'd chronicled my vape business. It would be damn interesting, I think, and it'd be a really good reference point to look back at a later point, but I didn't, so let's start again on this brand new one. And look, if this goes nowhere, then I'm gonna look like a right dick, but I'm confident in what I've learned, and I think I can make it better than my last businesses. So we are chronicling that journey, and as we do that, we're going to show you some of the different tools we use and how we're going to market it. So one of the things we had as a problem with vaping is that we couldn't advertise vaping the way you could advertise a pair of shoes. You can't do Facebook pay for advertising, you can't do Google AdWords, so you are really stuck. You've got to try and create some unique content, and I am by no means the greatest content maker by a long shot, but I look at what we produce on our blog, for example, and on our vape website, vapingjuice.com, and we will talk about things that we uniquely create. So it might be a topical issue, but we're writing that content ourselves, and we're producing it and publishing it on our own site. So if we get any traffic, we've done that ourselves. We've nicked it from no one. You will then go on someone else's Facebook page in the industry, and they will have Happy Friday Vapors. And that's it. Come on, guys. Must try harder. You're not going to win any extra followers that. No one's going to share that. There's nothing unique about that. And that's the difference maker. You've got to try and create unique, engaging content. So we are going to make some unique, engaging content, I hope, by journeying the growth of the CBD Star business, or we put it on Instagram as @localCBDShop. There's a reason for that, because at the moment, local vape shop has 69,000 Instagram posts. It's a hashtag in and of itself, and we thought we'd own a hashtag before it becomes a hashtag, localCBDShop. So that's why. There's a reason for everything. But anyway, we're chronicling that, but we're also, because we can't create paid for advertising for vaping, CBD is pretty much 99% as restrictive. So there has to be other ways to market these things, and that's what we're doing in documenting the journey. So being completely upfront, we're documenting the journey of setting up a shop, because we believe that some people who are interested in setting up business may also be a potential customer, and they may come across it and go, hey, you know what, that's pretty cool, I'm going to check it out. So let's be upfront about it. Let's not beat around the bush. But on that, I'm going to talk about different tools we're using and different things. So let's start off with one that we've been playing around with in the last couple of days, which is called Lumen. Lumen 5. I was looking for a video. Look, I can't make videos. It amazes me when I see we've got a chap called Billy in our office, school leaver, college leaver, and he's fantastic. He, you know, I can see him moving his cursor around the screen super fast. Don't know what he's doing. He's probably just looking busy. But no, Billy's great. And I was asking him, oh, you know, how can I make some short videos so I don't keep pestering you all the time to interrupt your bigger projects you're doing? And he recommended an app that I should use. I ignored that. And I then went around and downloaded every other terrible app out there to find out how to make videos. But I actually stumbled across something called Lumen 5. Thinking I'd be able to make easy drag and drop videos that way. What I really was I'd made some pieces to camera. You'll see them on the YouTube. I wanted to just put an intro and outro around them, crop a few bits of pointless conversation, stick a watermark in so it, you know, just branded. That's it, really. Nothing too fancy. In the process, I come across Lumen 5, which is a... effectively, you can drop in your blog posts and it will pick out key phrases in that blog. And if it's based around machine learning and AI, and it will create a short info video that shows images and then with text overlaid to music. So it's a great way of making short little under 1 minute videos for Instagram, short 20, 30 seconds videos, promo videos for Facebook, LinkedIn. I say videos, you're not going to be able to edit your own video. And this is what I then found was a flaw in the system. For me, it wasn't the tool I wanted, but it did enable me to create a short video, which was 7 tips to picking the right shop location. Also, are part of our How to Start a Shop series, which is related to the local CBD shop. Because part of the local CBD shop documentary, we're going to show you the tips and tricks we use and how we find a shop location. And it's great because it means it creates some content that we can stick on Twitter. It creates some content that we can stick on YouTube, on the channel. And we can then write edit description titles, add keywords, so we can win people that way. YouTube being the second biggest search engine in the world. We create some content for a LinkedIn profile. We create some content to talk about in a blog post. So that's just one little short 50 second graphic has enabled us to do that. Lumen 5, they have a free version. So you can add a, you know, intro slide. It's very, very simple to use. I mastered it in a couple of hours. And I've probably maxed out what it can do at this stage. I used the free version initially. If you want to get rid of their own branding at the end and a few of the limitations for audio, then you can upgrade for about £40 a month, I think it is, which is quite pricey if you can master... sorry, if you can master... I coughed down on my friend. If you can master a video suite, you won't need it at all in any way, shape or form. But if you're someone like me who isn't really very good at video editing and you want something to create some sort of flashy short info video. So our video was 7 things to look for to pick the right shop location. And we're like, number 1, and it would be a message. Number 2 would be a message. Number 3 would be a message. So there'd be no audio, just the music in the background that matches it. And then it wraps up with your closing slide, with your logo and your Instagram, whatever. So it's, if that can get your head around that. You can check that out on the Mob Show YouTube channel. Link for those videos is on the mobshow.com. It's a great tool, really. There's a free version if you want to just get some short videos out to personalize them, £40 a month. But we made 2 or 3. We made an intro and an out. We made an outro for our vlogs that we're going to be putting out. So that's an enduring piece of content. We made an intro style, so that's great. And we made four videos in the space of a few working hours over about 24-hour, 48-hour period. So for £40 a month, each of those videos has cost us a tenner for some content that's unique to us. So, you know, put it in that perspective, it's pretty useful. I'll probably knock out another couple of things the next couple of days using it. So yeah, it's pretty useful for those who don't have any video skill but want to start adding some video content, or they want to test the power of open rates with video. They say that they ask a number of executives what they're more likely to do if presented with the same content in written or video form. 59% of executives said they would watch the video. So there's that. The fact of the matter is if you use video content for your Facebook ads or LinkedIn ads, the cost per impression, per 1,000 impressions, is lower for video because Facebook ranks it as more relevant. So your return on investment is higher if you use video as well. So you pay a bit more, but you get way more. And then you can reinvest that with more impressions and more clicks. So that's cool. But there's a reason for that. It's because people open more video. That's why it's cheaper. So therefore, if you produce video that is just good quality content, people are more likely to open it in their timeline too. Remembering to use the hashtags, which we talked about in the section before. But yeah, so we've set up our Instagram for the Mob Show. We've set up our Twitter for the Mob Show. We've set up our YouTube for the Mob Show now. We've got the website, the Mob Show, and we're also on Anchor.fm/the Mob Show, which streams our podcast out on iTunes, Spotify, Castbox, and a host of others. And we're going to monitor that performance. So we've been using Lumen to make some videos. Sod's Law stuck a tweet out the other day about business. 3 likes. Shoved a tweet about Tottenham Hotspurs, which is a massive passion of mine. 658 likes, 60 retweets, about 100 new followers. Maybe I'm in the wrong game. I posted another thing about Spurs today. Let's test that. For Twitter, we're using an app called Twiends, Twiends. It lets you feature your Twitter profile on related topics on their dashboard. So if people are looking for business Twitter accounts or sports Twitter accounts, you can sponsor to be a featured one on that, off of Twitter, but off of the main Twitter platform, as it were. And it's working out at around about, just thinking of the current cost for it, about £70 has picked us up about another 150 followers in the business thing. We're going through them, making sure they are business-related followers, people who write on business, people who podcast. There isn't not a huge amount of dross at this stage, but we'll trim those down. And that's a good way of featuring your profile, it seems. So we're using that to see if we can grow our Twitter following on the Mob Show. That's Twiends. And obviously, the bigger we grow the Mob Show following across our different platforms, the bigger attention we'll draw to our documentary of starting up a shop. And therefore, long tail gets us more awareness of that brand at local CBD shop on Instagram, cbdstar.co. So that's what we're using for Twitter, Twiends. We've just looked at a platform called Sprizzy, which is to sponsor your YouTube video content out there, basically to boost its video views and stuff and get it in front of the right audience. So we're gonna be testing that out, and I'll come back to you on that one in the next few days. But as we speak, our Mob Show Twitter's on a very pitiful figure, about 499. It was on about 280 only about 3 or 4 days ago before my Spurs post. So it's growing, and we're going to keep working on that, but we've literally only started working on it the next couple of days, so we'll keep tabs on that one. I always preach that you should probably use every social media platform, and I don't use them enough, but then I haven't had a need to for podcasting until sort of right now. So but that's where we're at with that. Where are we doing on Instagram? Using an app called Later. Later.com allows you to schedule your posts. It's free. It's not like Hootsuite where it costs so much. Sorry, having some of my lovely unbranded cola. But Later.com is quite useful, for you can then submit your posts with all the content written up, with all the correct hashtags you want in there scheduled. So it means you've got consistent posts going out on your Instagram. So that's how we work at the moment. We've got Later managing our Instagram using Hashtagify. I'm about to set it up with Gramplify, which is an app that lets you, it's a follow app basically, tracks people in your own sector. And we're going to send out a message on our Gramplify. So, hey, do you follow business podcasts? ? So not just, hey, I love this image, which people get all the time when those automated bot Twitters, Instagram, sorry. I'm waffling. Sunday. Wait for someone to go for a dog walk with me. Not I sound like I'm a dog. But we are using Gramplify for our vape business, which is working to help grow our following. And the engagement's still good, so that's definitely working. So Instagram, using Later for scheduling our posts, so we haven't got to be doing it ourselves all the time. Do it in one bulk and then just submit them all to Later. We use Canva.com to make some sort of short quotes and short memorable things. Schedule them with Later.com or Later.co, sorry. And then we grow the traffic using Gramplify. So that's what we're using for those. And let's say we've started our Instagram about a week ago. So that's, so the CBD, local CBD shop's on about 7 followers, and we've got the Mob Show on 126 followers. So let's start, and this is December 29th, so of 2018. So we're going to keep tabs on this, and we're going to monitor as it goes. But that's that in a nutshell. I need to go and walk my mate's dog. Have a great new year, and I'll be back soon. That's the Mob Show. Right, so this is going to end up this initial part of the podcast. I'm going to come back in about 2 weeks' time, so the whole podcast, when you hear it, will sound like it's done at once, but it's not. Briefly, I called it later.co. It's not, it's later.com. It's a scheduling app for your social media posts. A bit like Hootsuite, a bit cheaper, quite user-friendly, and it's also got auto-post option on there, so their basic version doesn't auto-post. You've got to be awake, you've got to be alert. So if you set a post to go out at 6 a.m, for example, and you're someone who gets up a bit later, like me, you're going to miss them because you have to confirm it. So auto-post is brilliant, sets it, schedules it, and it has hashtag suggestions as well, which means you haven't got to faff around with a million different apps. Get the full version of later.com, and it will auto-post up to 300 posts a month. You obviously got to make the content, don't do it for yourself. Ain't that easy. The other one was Tweends, I talked about, which is a Twitter thing. I made it sound really expensive, saying it was £70 for like 20 followers. No, what I meant was we'd got 20 followers so far. We've just been running it. Actually gives you a bunch of credits. I think it will run for about 10 days for us. So that's cool. That's it. That's the Mob Show. That's the first part of this. And you can check out what happened in the next part of this when I start talking again. So hi guys, back after a couple of weeks from when I originally posted that. So as a quick, first of all, before I forget, Grablify, which was an app we were using, which was monitoring or was giving likes and follows and trying to build our Instagram followings, they got shut down, which is happens quite frequently. They all use an Instagram API, which is an open source stream of data. And if Instagram thinks you're cheating it or you're selling access to it to try and help people boost their followers, then they will kick you to the curb. So they've changed their name, I think, and we're now using them as a company called InstaZude. There are a few other ones out there I've been using, socialupgrade.co, Social Growth Engine, and they all do kind of much of a muchness. Effectively, you set a bunch of hashtags that you want to follow and hashtags that you want to like, comments you want to post if you want to do auto comments, and some of them are more expensive than others. In a nutshell, we've been using Social Upgrade for local CBD shop. So I think we're on 7 followers, we're on about 250 now. That's a couple of weeks. It means it follows an awful lot of people. But what we've been doing is we've specifically told it to not comment. It only likes, doesn't do any comments. Because the problem is if you were to only have one comment you could say any single day, could you imagine how ridiculous you'd sound in 90% of the conversations you have? I don't know if I've said this before, after my dad passed away, took some photos of the flowers, and it was on my own personal Instagram account, the skinny boy, and I had some vape company who follow me, because I'm in the vape industry, went, nice clouds, bro. I just thought, that's a bit inappropriate, but obviously I know what they're doing. That's the problem with that. You're going to offend a lot of people as well. And it's hard to have one like robotic conversation. So what we're doing instead is, look, we sell CBD. And our ideal customer is probably not typing, had a great night out with the girls, feeling a bit ropey today, hashtag CBD. They're not doing that. Our ideal customer may never even use CBD yet, but they may use it in the future. So we need to put ourselves in their minds as, oh, what is this company? So thinking about the kind of demographic and the market we're targeting, we might use completely unrelated hashtags. I've set one campaign up to only like people who've posted at a certain chain of pubs, or if they post pictures from sports grounds on a Saturday, because that's our target demographic. You know, had a few beers, feeling a bit ropey, get a bit anxiety as you get a bit older when you drink a bit too much. That's the kind of thing we're thinking about. And so, yes, we're not going to get it right all the time. And there's going to be people who go, why are they doing that? But there'll be loads of others who haven't got a CBD brand they use and went, all right, CBD company. I've heard about CBD. Oh, I might follow that. Do you know what I mean? So it's thinking smart. A lot of people just go, right, I'm a vape company, or I'm a dress. Oh, dress is a bit different, but so let's talk about from what I know. I'm a vape company. I'm going to follow anyone who uses the hashtag vape, hashtag vaping, hashtag vape shop. Right, if you've just been to a vape shop to buy an e-cigarette, you are not hashtagging hashtag vape life, hashtag vaping. You're not. You may do. You're going to get some. But the reality is you're mostly going to get
B2B, you're going to get loads of business customers. And so it means you end up having an Instagram account just loaded with people like you, just anyone here to sell to? No one here to sell to, but everyone there selling. It's a bit pointless. So you're better off using your time effectively, because these apps get shut down, and actually try and reach out to, if you're a consumer-faced business, obviously. If you're B2B, yeah, crack on. If you're a wholesaler in the industry, you can have an absolute field day just following those hashtags. There you go. If you're in wholesale in any industry, follow the industry generic hashtags. You'll be sweet, because no one's doing that in the wholesale. But if you're like us, a retailer, B2C, we need to be thinking about, what's our consumer doing on a Saturday afternoon? Who is our ideal customer? So think about that when you're doing these campaigns. And apologies if I sound like I'm talking with plums in my mouth. I've got these braces, or these Invisalign, and they just make my mouth go so dry. But anyway, so you think about what your ideal customer is. And what does your ideal customer do 90% of the time? It's not talk about your product. So that's what you want to do. However, when you post out your own content, yeah, by all means, smash out the hashtags that are industry related. So if you are in the home buying, you know, if you're in the wedding, I was talking to my wife on a podcast the other day. If you're in the wedding industry, when you post your pictures of a nice venue, if you're a wedding venue, yeah, hashtag wedding venue ideas, wedding venue suggestions, lovely weddings, pretty weddings, whatever, I don't know, is because when people use Instagram as a search tool to get some ideas, yes, then you're going to come up. And the same for Pinterest. But you're probably not going to find your ideal customer by only liking people who put hashtag wedding venues, because the girl that's just got engaged to isn't going to go, here's a picture of my ring, hashtag wedding venues. No, she's going to be like, boy done good. That's the ones you follow. Do you know what I mean? Does that make sense? So think about the hashtags you use on your posts are different to the hashtags you use when you're following. Anyway, so we've been using those tools. Gramplify got shut down. There's now InstaZood. We're using them, and we're doing some different campaigns. We've got multiple different these apps running, trying to grow it. Mobshow's at 560 or something at the moment. It's actually stopped me from doing any likes today, although I'm not doing any likes myself. It's just obviously the app I'm using is overliked, which is a worry, because if Instagram thinks you're abusing the system, they'll shut your account down. That's a ball ache. I'm not even doing naked photos of myself. That's a rubbish reason to get your Instagram account shut down for, isn't it? You've liked things too much. You're too easily pleased. Should do a little dick pic. Not just a little, you know, crud. terrible comment on myself there. Anyway, so that's what we've been doing there. We've been doing that with the social media. What's I going to next? Update on the, so I mentioned about Lumen doing a few videos, and I have completely lost my train of thought. Back in the game. So what else have we been doing? We haven't put that much content out for CBD Style at local CBD shop yet. We actually had someone interested in a potential franchise already. It shows you the power. I get it. Obviously, we're backing up a lot of what we're doing with our own background in other businesses in the vape game. So that certainly helps. We've taken the leases for our first couple of shops for the CBD business. So we've got CBD Dispensary, which is one of our CBD stores. We are still waiting for power to go in there. The council dug the road up. This is the things you have to deal with in running a business. Council dug the road up. We realised we hadn't got a meter. I have never had to get power fitted to a venue before, a premises before. I bought this shop. It has zero. When I say it doesn't have power, it doesn't have power. It doesn't have even got a cable from the roads going into it. It has none of that. It's not like, oh, just call up power gen. You can't just call up power gen. It doesn't have that. So we've got council come along, dug up the roads, or a company. They put a wire going to the building. We've got Sparky to come down. That's an electrician if you're American or anywhere else in the world. Sparky is an English term for a sparks, electrician. And then connected it all up. And then they're like, you haven't got a meter, so you can't actually run any power yet. So we're still about 10 days out of running power. So can't open that for 10 days. But we've been up there training the guys. I'm going to go up there very soon, put some window graphics on, got some nice designs done. It's all about as well. Sometimes when you get a shop place, you can spend a load of money getting really fancy signage out the front, but then you can also do some really clever things about spending anywhere near as much money. So we're doing this nice gold leaf kind of tattoo parlor meets gents barber from the Wild West gold leaf window graphics, which and when people walk past a shop, really hard to crane your neck up to see the sign at the top. So it's really important. Eyeline is byline, so we're making sure what is on the eyeline on the window is nice. That's one of your best sign spaces. So we're doing that. Got a shop we're taking over in two shops in Kent. And we're getting the leases on those. So we should complete on those very soon. So there's a lot going on. We've got a deal that potentially we're about to strike with a well-known sports person who is now in our sector, who is potentially going to let us run first with their products, and they're going to give us some PR, which is great because they hit the press recently, the BBC, etc. This could be like the biggest bit of PR I've ever got. And at the same time, we just launched a business called Vape Run, which is a same-day delivery vape company. So we're going to get them to PR the fact that that company is stocking it. I don't want to give out too much information. Doesn't go through. He's a sports star who is commonly associated with a type of schooling where a lot of those people go and work in a certain city. And so, yeah, it will go down quite well, I reckon, in that particular demographic. So if you're from that area, you'll know what I'm talking about. So that's wicked. That's my business partner's been sorting that out, and that's a real touch. He's known him from some events they've been doing. And we are about to go and get some of our own products, CBD products, tested and certified, so we can do some videos on that. And again, it adds credibility. Just quickly back to some apps we said we've been using. We've been mentioning in the past we used Tweens. That actually helped us get quite a few. It does get you a load of crap, if I'm honest, but it also gets you a decent amount of reasonable followers. We actually run in the Twitter promotional campaign as well, which means I've got a... It picks top 10 tweets. Twits? What the hell is that phrase? Top 10 tweets. Top 10 tweets. And that picks those and it promotes those in people's timelines. I got to get some post about Spurs or something, or something random, and it promoted that. But you know what? Spurs seems to work for me. But it gets you crap. So we go through them when they come through, and if they're not related or anything that I want to communicate with, I'll just bin them off. But it certainly helps. That was about 1,200 when I last checked. I think we binned about 50 earlier on. But that certainly helped us build a following there. And we're getting engagement from some of them as well. The other one was Sprizzy. Save your money. Don't waste your time. If I mentioned Sprizzy before and you thought, oh, okay, we'll see how that works to boost your videos. Yeah, you get videos. You get people watching them. But it's crap. Don't waste your time. Seriously, don't waste your time. Use YouTube advertising. They wouldn't let us advertise the CBD videos, so that's by the by. So you can only advertise what you can advertise anyway for YouTube. Just use that YouTube advertising. I'm going to check out Instagram story advertising, but one of the problems I have is there's a few things I want to advertise. I can't do them myself because I have a vape business. They think I'm just trying to advertise vaping all the time. So where I'm trying to promote like some videos I'm doing or anything I'm doing out there that's business to business related or just not vaping, they just think I'm just lying to them. It's like, no, seriously, check out my podcast. No, we don't help your business. So I can't advertise it. So I need to get my assistant to set up an advertising account. So Sprizzy, save your money, just use YouTube advertising, Google AdWords way, and check out Instagram story advertising. It's a rather untouched market, but providing you pair it with the right content. Instagram stories are things people just flick through all day. That's something we want to have a little play around with, actually, particularly for the podcast. But we've got to try and work out how that system works. So I haven't toyed with it yet, but that's that in a nutshell. New place to advertise. Gary Vaynerchuk says it's the biggest opportunity in the market right now. So if you're looking for new places to advertise where the bang for your buck is lower, that's important. It's something else as well. So I was speaking to my wife on our podcast. We brought her in, interview with a wife, I called it. She listened to it. It's very useful. She started up a wedding stationery business with her sister. And their business is something that can be sold internationally, yet they have only marketed domestically and locally. Now, on my own website, obviously I've got a WordPress-based platform, it has a plugin, a web chat, live web chat plugin called Tidio Chat, T-I-D-I-O. Recommend it. Really check it out. It's really good. And they have an auto-translate. So you can set up 8 different languages, and if someone messages you in that language, it will automatically translate to English for you to read. And when you reply, it will automatically translate to their language for them to read. That way you can then communicate to lots of different people. Your market suddenly becomes a whole lot bigger. Right. Then, using those same sort of tools, when you do your graphics for your Facebook advertising, get it translated and just market to a different area and see. And if the GDP per capita, if the people out there in that country earn about as much money as you do in your country, then you haven't got to sell your product for cheaper. But you may find that your acquisition of a customer, because it's a less saturated targeted market, is a lot cheaper. So imagine if you could get the same end sale price, but the cost to get a customer is marginally lower. That's a good deal, isn't it? That's well worth looking at. So think about that. Don't just sell. If you're English and you speak only English languages, don't only target to your own audience because it's easy. Because it's not easy, because you're pissing in the wind, you're fighting a lot tougher market because everyone else in England does the same, or Britain does the same. So think, okay, I'm British, why not try and get translated into Polish, Russian, Hungarian, Austrian, whatever. Think a bit smarter. Think about the tools you can. Why would you only want to sell to a 60 million market if there is a 300 million market out there? So think about that. So if you use your Facebook advertising and you think the cost to get a customer is very high, have a think who else could afford to buy your product and where are they based? Think outside the box. Sorry to use that phrase. It's terrible, I know. And see if you can acquire a customer a lot cheaper and still get the same sort of interest in your products. That's it. That's me done. Thank you for listening. This is The Mob Show. Enjoy the interview with the wife. It's a podcast all about focused on small startup businesses. I'm going to try and be doing these a lot more regularly. But another one I keep saying is going to go live. It is ready to go now. I was waiting for the sign off from Jonathan Vile. He's happy with it. So I'll play that and I'll probably put that out later on in the week. In the meantime, check out Interview with a Wife.
Thanks for listening to today's show. Check us out online, themobshow.com. Check us on Twitter, @_mobshow. Always chucking out bits of advice there. And follow our journey of setting up a CBD shop in the cannabis space. Instagram @localCBDshop. Or you can find ourselves on Instagram, @themobshow.